Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Septimus Heap, Book One, Magic, by Angie Sage. Narrated by Alan Corduner.
One. Something in the Snow. Silas Heap pulled his cloak tightly around him against the snow. It had been a long walk through the forest, and he was chilled to the bone. But in his pockets he had the herbs that Galen, the physic woman, had given him for his new baby boy, Septimus, who had been born earlier that day. Silas drew closer to the castle, and he could see the lights flickering through the trees as candles were placed in the windows of the tall, narrow houses clustered along the outside walls. It was the longest night of the year, and the candles would be kept burning until dawn to help keep the dark at bay. Silas always loved this walk to the castle. He had no fear of the forest by day, and enjoyed the peaceful walk along the narrow track that threaded its way through the dense trees for mile after mile. He was near the edge of the forest now. The tall trees had begun to thin out, and as the track began to dip down to the valley floor, Silas could see the whole castle spread before him. The old walls hugged the wide, winding river and zigzagged around the higgledy-piggledy clumps of houses. All the houses were painted bright colours, and those that faced west looked as if they were on fire as their windows caught the last of the winter sun's rays. The castle had started life as a small village. Being so near to the forest, the villagers had put up some tall stone walls for protection against the wolverines, witches, and warlocks, who thought nothing of stealing them.